guys who know it's funny all the time. Run by a guy who's super nice. L-I-L, London Improv Live.
Hello. Hello, welcome. Hello, all one and all. Hello, Dr. Listeny. How you doing? Welcome to the Lil Show, London Improv Live, K2K Radio's weekly comedy improv podcast, and it's edited down for your podcasting pleasure. I meant to say weekly radio show. I keep forgetting this is a radio show as well. This is live. That's why it's called London Improv Live. It's a radio show. Deal with it. Sadly, I've got a sad note to start on today. I've been oppressed today. I realize I'm part of an oppressed people. I'm a member of an oppressed people. It started about 15 years ago, and it's just getting worse and worse. Talking about smokers, we get treated like crap in this country, and it's annoying. It started with banning it from indoors. We were banished to the outside, to the cold and the rain, to smoke out there. And today was... So they've stopped selling... I smoke rolling tobacco. This is thrilling. But I smoke rolling tobacco, so it's much more affordable and it tastes better. But they've stopped selling the 12-gram packets. Now, the smallest packet you can buy is 30 grams, which costs £10.50. And that was... I was infuriated by the shopkeeper, so I was like, just give it to me. And she gave it to me, and then it had this nasty picture of a diseased lung on it. And it just looked, I was so hungover, I was trying not to puke just looking at it. It was gross. And I asked her for, so I said, can I have the one with the baby on it, please? Because there's one with a baby, a smoking baby, which I really like. I just want to put a cowboy hat on him. He'd look perfect. And she said, I've got one with a dead baby. How's that? And I said, all right. So there's this dead baby with mourning parents on it. And it was quite a depressing interaction to have. And I hate that. And you're lucky for not being a smoker, Luke. Hello, yeah. Luke Valvona.
Hello. Yeah. Well, the advice for babies these days is that anyone who is a smoker is not allowed to touch a baby without changing all their clothes first.
Oh. Since when?
I don't know, actually.
See, they're going way too far. Like, I get it. I understand. But mollycoddling and bubble wrapping everyone is just going to make us more like we're going to have people with more people with allergies and intolerances to bacteria and stuff. Like, you need to toughen up your kids.
Do you know about this trend of like parents putting crash helmets on their kids to stop them bashing their heads?
Well, just around the house.
Yeah, not like not on bikes or anything, just when they're outdoors playing or whatever.
You know that video of the guy on the news and his two kids come in the background?
Oh, I've heard about that. I didn't see it.
There's a little kid in a stroller and he should have had a crash helmet on. He was bumping into everything. But yeah, it's too much. You have to change your clothes if you want to touch a baby. Yes, yeah. That's a lot. That's crazy. I'm really glad you didn't say... I thought you were just going to say, well, quit smoking then. I thought you were going to say something pithy like that.
No, you should quit drinking. Then you wouldn't be hungover and then you wouldn't have the problem.
That's true. So I'm a bit depressed today about that. I feel like we've gone too far. People should be able to control their own bloody lives, make their own decisions.
Mm-hmm. Smoke out their own houses.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's time to maybe introduce a guest or two.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, let's do it. Joining us in the studio today from C3 Something, returning guest, welcome back, Carly McDermid.
Hello.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you.
Awesome to see you. Thanks for coming.
My pleasure. Taking notes from you guys. I really don't like children, so I will take up smoking. Yes. Thank you so much. I'm learning already.
I feel like the problem with the smokers, we get no sympathy. No one ever feels bad for us.
I was raised by two smokers, so you have my sympathy, but so do all the people that you smoke around, because I was that person.
Oh. Were you just taken in by smokers?
Yeah. Most people are raised by wolves when they're abandoned. Yeah. I was raised by smokers who were also ostracized. They were outside a restaurant having a fag, and they just found this abandoned baby drifting down the high street in a wicker basket, and they took me in and stunted my lung growth with their smoke, but filled my heart with their love.
I used to, I used to bash my mum so hard for smoking. I used to always shout, how can you do that to yourself? I was so passionate about it. And then the day she quit, she found out that I've been smoking for like a year. so hypocritical. And also joining us in the studio from UCB LA, very excited to have Billy Merritt in the house.
Hello.
How you doing, bro?
Great.
From apparently legendary teams The Swarm.
Apparently.
And Smokes.
Yes.
We don't Absolutely. Get that over here.
You don't get you don't get Smokes?
Oh, well.
We're called The Smokes. Don't you get that? By the way, when I hold a baby, I'm always naked. I always take off my clothes.
Good to have that skin-to-skin contact.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the health guidelines on that, Luke?
Nothing.
No, it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, you can be naked and touch a baby.
I guess it depends where upon yourself you're holding it to.
Oh, just my arms.
Okay. Depends
if it tries to suckle or not. Yeah.
I'm imagining you naked now.
And good for you.
It looks like a big baby.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
But we don't get those improv teams here yet, unfortunately. No. But we do get Steven Universe here.
Oh, that's a good
which
show.
Been a part of.
Yeah.
And I was looking on your IMDb today, and some of my favorite shows you're in.
Yeah.
Whether it's just one episode or something.
And yeah. What show?
Like things like Review.
Oh, Review is a great show. The third season is coming out right now. And
yeah,
it's
true.
Phenomenal.
On Thursday, today.
It is phenomenal.
Are you ever allowed to say if something's a bad show in your opinion?
Yeah, keep listing shows. I'll tell you which one's a bad show. Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Good show.
An episode of
Good
that.
Show. I really like that Great show. Stuff.
But the one that caught my attention and Luke perked up when we saw Grand Theft Auto 5.
Huh?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You play, you do bit parts, like just people
I
walking
do, yeah.
around.
They had me as an arms merchant or something, so like you go into a certain room and you purchase weapons, so it's one of those little side things.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite line to say, and I'd never heard this term before, is hurry up and make your choice, I got a turtle coming out the back door.
Oh shit, you're that guy!
And I'd never heard that before. I stopped and goes, what does that mean? Turtle out the back door. Mm. Oh, that's disgusting.
So all the, you know, most of our listeners are nerds, and that's great to have a GTA 5 cast member.
I thought that's all I was
going to
do.
Screw all the rest of credits.
Yeah, I thought I was just going to do video games from that moment on.
Billy's method, we were a little bit late here today because he insisted upon stopping and buying some guns.
Yeah.
Just to get a feel in case
they
invite him back.
Just by the way, I've had so much food, I literally do have a turtle coming out the back door. I don't know how long
it's
I'm going
to
last.
It's surprisingly easy to buy guns in this country, isn't it?
You're in London?
Yeah.
Shall I just let you out now? Should we just do the first couple of scenes without you?
No, you can buy guns.
I just passed that comment. Well, welcome to the show, both of you. Thank you so much for doing this. We're going to have lots of...
Can we buy guns here?
Improv. Yeah, this is a piece of pie. You can get it at any local news agent.
I think that's a bit. Yeah. I think that's something to do.
I'm white, female, and middle class. Maybe Talal can buy guns here, but I don't know where to go.
It's the reason why the police don't have guns here.
Yeah.
It's because everyone else does, so there's no point.
I think that's not true. I don't know. Now I got to look that up. I've not heard that. Thought it was
how
very
long
hard
have you
to
been,
buy guns.
How long have you been in London?
I have barely.
I've been in my whole life.
Yes.
So you're going to question
So how many
my
guns do you own, Talal?
Me? I'm anti-guns. I don't like them.
So how many guns do you have?
Three.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
But none of them are automatics.
I'm antique guns.
Antique guns?
Yeah. I got a blunderbuss.
Oh, I would love a blunderbuss. I would love that.
They're really accurate. They're the most accurate gun.
The blunderbuss?
Are you getting it
now? I'll fight you on that. I don't think they're that accurate. I don't know. Isn't that like an elephant gun?
So let's get on with it. Let's get ourselves in the improv mood, mindset, by doing a little warm-up game. Let's play something called 1-2-1. One. Two.
One.
Yeah, it's time for 1-2-1, the storytelling game. Do you like our jingles, Billy?
Those are really good.
Thanks, man. So this game...
It's like you're not trying.
Yeah, we're going to tell a story.
Effortless. The word you're looking for is effortless.
Oh, that's what I meant.
It's effortless.
I'm sorry.
Easy.
The American version of it. I get it.
So what we do is we go around the circle telling a story.
Okay.
But we start by just saying one word each. And then once it's gone around, we go to two words each. And then three, four, five. And then back down, 4-3-2-1. And so There is an end in sight, and we have to try and wrap up the story.
Will there be placards or numbers or how?
You can use
we...
your fingers.
Yes. Fingers?
Yeah. Gotcha. Feel free to just get those digits out and use them at
can
will.
Can you see this finger right now?
Yeah. Wow. It's like a baby's finger.
That's a one. A baby's. You mean my finger's the size of a baby?
It's weird. As soon as he pulled that finger off, I had the urge to get naked and cradle it.
Completely understand now.
Yeah, it's not a finger.
One word suggestion.
I am so sorry.
One word suggestion is negotiation. Use it as you want. I'll start. Trembling.
Before.
God.
He.
Noticed that.
There was.
Two deities.
Before him.
How could this
be? He cried.
Before falling to...
His knees crying.
Teach me everything! Show me!
And the deities...
Turned to each other.
And said, what's with...
All your fried chicken, dude.
Maybe if you give us
some chicken, we might then
eat that chicken and give
you knowledge in return.
How about I give
some popcorn chicken and
mashed potatoes with corn?
In return for nuggets. Too many. I did too many.
Nuggets.
Thanks, Luke. You saved me there, bro.
I'll give...
Nuggets for nuggets.
Eye for eye.
So the deities declined.
Oh. Sharing their...
knowledge and
wisdom.
But
nobody
cared.
That's how it's done. Very nice.
Really, right. Well done. How are you going to edit that? What are you going to do? You're going to chop that up?
Yeah.
What are you going to play with that?
I might just edit everything around it.
I put some music behind that.
Every single word.
Yeah, maybe some sound like. Yeah.
Yes,
that would be exactly, nice. Yeah. I like that.
I never do that. We don't have that kind of production.
Yeah, we call
here.
That green screening.
We don't add sound effects. Yeah, it's oral green screening, yes. Isn't it? Yeah.
You know, pull the old oral green screen. Also known as sound effects.
Yeah, there it is. Let's... okay, great. I'm feeling warm. Everyone feeling warmed up?
I'm warm.
You ready? All right, let's move swiftly on to our first official improv portion of the show, something called Newsish.
Ooh, official improv.
They get better, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the portion of the show where I read a news story from the news, and then we talk about that news story from the news, and then we improvise some scenes based on what we talked about from the news stories from the news. And I have a choice for you, guests. What would you like a news story about? William or hummus?
William or hummus?
Mm-hmm. That's your options.
Oh, hummus. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I prefer Harry dipped in hummus, so we can go with hummus and leave William alone.
Hummus it is. Okay, this is a story that is quite close to my heart. This is some... This isn't technically... Again, the William one was actually a proper news story. This one is, again, from The Mirror Weird News, our enforced sponsor of the show. Until they start paying us, we'll keep using their stories. This isn't technically...
Wait, so they get free advertising from you as long as they don't
Is
pay
it advertising?
You. you've plugged them.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
and we'll plug them again.
Yeah, and we'll keep doing it until they give us some cash. No wonder it hasn't worked. You've just made me realize this technique... Well, anyway, this is about hummus. It's basically, again, they just wrote a news story about someone's tweet, but then, in essence, someone's furious about...
Isn't that what news is?
Today, in this economy. Someone is furious about some crazy hummus flavors they've seen. So this is a Middle Eastern person. Chocolate brownie hummus, vanilla bean hummus, orange hummus, snickerdoodle hummus. Why? It's an absolute disgrace. And lots of people are agreeing with her. It's an abomination. And this is something I've been thinking for a long time. You give white people the power to make hummus, and they do crazy shit with it, like caramelized onion mixed in with the hummus. Like,
that sounds
caramelized
good.
Onion hummus is really good.
That sounds good. I don't see the sweetness. I don't see the sweetness with that.
This is the first I've heard of this kind of
snickerdoodle chocolate hummus. Is
what is a snickerdoodle?
That is a, well, let me tell you what a snickerdoodle
Please
is.
Please do.
Daddy, what's a snickerdoodle?
It's not, there's no Snickers in it. It's a,
are there doodles in it?
No, it's like a cinnamon flavored cookie with maybe a little caramel in it, I don't think.
Okay.
I remember having them in summer camp.
And it's sugar topped. You can get them in the U.S.
Yeah, sugar topped.
Is it a brand or is it just something you make? Like,
it's a type
like
of cookie. It's like a sugar cookie or a peanut butter cookie. Okay. It's not a brand.
And there's like brownie batter hummus.
That I don't get.
Like, hummus is a pure sacred thing. Okay. It's simple. It's
you mean chickpeas?
It's four ingredients.
Mashed with olive garden.
Well, how do you make hummus?
With Olive Garden.
Have you ever mashed
chickpeas?
You
olive,
get a generic chain
garlic,
restaurant.
And heroin. How do you make it?
I just have put the heroin. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Hummus is Arabic for heroin. No, it's chickpeas, olive oil, lemon juice, and
lemon
garlic
juice.
And it does create heroin of a kind.
I don't see sweet flavors involved in that. That doesn't make
madness sense.
I've made a lot of my own hummus.
Yeah.
And I know how a lot of the other flavors go in. I understand that if I want to put in lemon and coriander, like, I get how that works. I don't understand what you would do with a brownie. Are you, like, mixing brownie batter through it? Because that would change the whole consistency of the hummus.
It is brown. It's
brown
just
hummus?
Like a brown tub, yeah.
Yeah, I dropped a brown hummus the other day.
This is a picture of some American hummuses.
Okay.
That's not true.
This is without a doubt a middle class podcast.
Where is this in America that this is happening?
Are they hummuses? Wouldn't it be Humai?
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 Welcome to Hummus Hour on The Lil Show.
I don't know where in America it is, but snickerdoodle isn't a thing here, so I'm assuming it's American.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The only reason I'm bringing this up is because it is something I've thought about for a long time. It's tormented me. I've had sleepless nights about this. But just this idea that you can be creative with hummus. I don't like it. I disagree. And
what's your favorite kind of hummus? Just straight up hum?
This, I've talked about this on the show before, actually. Okay. So you serve hummus straight up, drizzle, you sprinkle some cumin on top, and drizzle olive oil on it.
You don't like the red pepper hummus? That's the most popular one.
Not when it's
area
mixed in. No. Yeah, you can sprinkle whatever you like on top. A bit of pepper powder, chili powder.
A bit of pine nuts, a couple of roasted pine nuts on top.
If you like.
Yeah. Oh, do you guys have Sabra? Sabro?
No, that's the American brand.
That's very American. It's like what you get at every grocery store. It's not fresh. It's like
but it is everywhere.
Manufactured hummus. And that's my first taste of hummus was Sabra's.
I end up eating a lot of it when I'm over there.
I really thought this article would trigger like a wider conversation. It's kind of just focused in on the hummus. I'm sorry about that, guys. But it's improv time. I need a scene now. So if someone wants to initiate something.
Guys, look. The white people have had the power for a long time now. And really, like, we haven't been happy with what they've done. They've subjugated other races. They haven't done well. But now they've taken over hummus, and I've had enough. Now is the time that we finally have to strike back.
Oh, thank God. Thank God you said it. I've been thinking this for years. It's time for us to rise and take back control of our hummus.
Now, I don't want people to think that I'm for racism. Like, I'm not. I haven't been happy for a long time with how white people have been running things. Mm-hmm. But a line has to be drawn, and I feel like hummus is it.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. Have you tried this chocolate chip hummus?
Oh God.
It is amazing. Try it. I did not expect sweet and hum to work together.
They pounce on him and tie him up. It fades to black and it fades back in, and he wakes up and he's in a darkened room tied to a chair.
What's going on?
What's your favorite food? A voice says from a speaker.
Dun dun. Dun dun.
Well, I just had some chocolate chip hummus. That's all I could think about.
Think of your childhood.
Okay.
Something that made you happy as a child.
Licorice? Yeah.
Quick, someone bastardize some licorice.
I've got some licorice here. Let's put some potato in it.
Okay, eat this. And then it comes down a tube into his mouth.
I don't expect that with it. You know what? I like it. That's pretty good.
The camera pulls back and we see that there's a one-way mirror in front of this guy tied to a chair. Behind it, there's a series of people in suits with notebooks and brand naming all around them, looking very confused.
Yeah, so we have taken control of hummus. We've completely controlled, but we're wondering now, working on new flavors to mix together with untraditional combinations. It seems licorice and potato has done well. What should we try next, people?
I just don't understand. All we're trying to do is find a way to break this man, but he'll eat any sweet mixed with any savory. We've sent him in licorice and mashed potatoes. We've sent him in strawberries with roast beef.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. Have you tried these fish lollipops?
And scene. Okay. I'll tell you what. Let's do this William story too, then. We have time. So,
Does it involve hummus?
Nah. It doesn't, thankfully.
We picked the wrong story. We stayed too close to hummus. We're messing with something. And I dropped an F-bomb. I'm really sorry. Yeah. Is that allowed?
Oh, we're not allowed to say that?
I don't know.
It's not allowed, but it's not punishable either. Okay. So that's fine.
I'm really fucking sorry.
So there is no recourse. Okay.
So okay. Prince William was on holiday this week. Is anyone familiar with this? He was on
holidays? No. What are they?
He went on a ski trip.
Don't you have to have a job to take a holiday?
He went on a... He has a job. He's a helicopter pilot for the... For
not
the
anymore.
Coast Guard, isn't
no,
he?
No, he retired.
No, he didn't.
I'll take that bet.
Well, the article mentions that. So he was photographed dancing. He went on a lad's holiday ski trip, and he photographed dancing in a nightclub by some punters. And
he was dressed as Hitler.
And but
he
this
and his
guy
are so similar like that. They share the same costume.
I found this article in The Sun by Damien Thompson, and he couldn't be more angry with Prince William.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I'm hoping to find out if anyone here agrees with him. Prince William is facing his first full-scale public relations disaster, and he is only himself to blame. This is the first mention of any public relations disaster. This hasn't even been a big deal. This guy has escalated this.
Yeah.
In the early hours of Monday, he was filmed gyrating to a rap song in a Swiss nightclub with two young women. It wasn't a good look. There were plenty of people around him. There were two women as part of the crowd. That's hardly a crime, of course. Inoffensive, bold bloke in his mid-30s, strains to the buttons of his shirt as he relives his teenage years. The next morning, he'll cringe at the phone images of his dad dancing. You know, no big deal. Wrong! This is our future king, who should have been in London, not Verbier, preparing to stand with his 90-year-old grandmother at Monday's Commonwealth Day service in Westminster Abbey. This is last Tuesday. The prince's spokesman say the queen did not mind him skipping the service in favour of a lads-only skiing trip. Maybe so, but as William found in the past few days, the public is not so forgiving. And he just keeps going. He rants and rants and rants.
Wow.
Wait, I got a question. So you've lived here your whole life. Luke, you part of the Commonwealth, English? You
yes.
English? I'm Australian. Have any of us ever heard of Commonwealth Day?
No.
No.
I don't know what Commonwealth Day is.
Nope. I've been part of the Commonwealth my whole life. I've lived in several different countries that are part of the Commonwealth.
Okay, well, here's what the Commonwealth Day is about.
Yeah?
Being an American. it's a day where we celebrate the Commonwealth of all of England when we once owned half the world. I guess.
Oh, well, yes. And
is that probably the part of, or is it the opening ceremonies for the Commonwealth
and they
Games?
Probably cry about the countries we lost as well.
Oh.
Like not ruling them anymore. I don't think the Commonwealth Games are coming. They're normally in the summer, aren't they?
Yeah.
It gives me no pleasure to berate the Duke of Cambridge like this. Until recently, I was his biggest fan. Indeed, like many people, I was all in favour of leapfrogging a generation and shunting the eccentric Charles into the sidings as the second Duke of Windsor or whatever. And there's a picture of him with his arms up, having a great time. It's just he's just at a party. I don't think that anymore. It's not just a question of William's neglect of royal duties, which is a matter of public record. I also hear people in royal circles who've had professional dealings with the prince complain about his haughty manner.
He hears people in royal circles. I'm supposed to believe that the guy writing this article knows people in royal circles.
Who is this guy that's writing the article?
It's Mr. Damien Thompson.
He's
from The Sun, did you say?
Yes. And he picked the best papers. And it says, you know, it says William went back home and continued his work as a helicopter pilot.
Drunk.
And he mentions, you know, he's off gallivanting in a ski trip while his wife's at home looking after his children.
Yeah.
Hasn't he literally been on holiday for like 2 or 3 days?
Yeah.
So he went off with a couple of mates for 3 days to a country 2 hours away. At one point, went to a nightclub and then came home.
I don't. So I guess the point of view is the point of view is this guy needs to raise himself as a king, and needs to do kingly things and not enjoy himself as a regular human.
I suppose, yeah.
And
but kings have never existed in the age of nightclubs. Yeah,
but
ski
the queen,
trips,
like
you know?
There's stories of things like that about how the queen and her younger sister used to sneak out and go to the bars and the clubs.
Yeah, what's that film recently, Grand Day Out or something like that? Yeah, yeah. They used to dress as commoners and go out. Mm.
You have to see what the royal, what the subjects are doing in order to rule them. You can't be isolated.
Huh.
This is something I've known for years.
Yeah?
You got to walk out
amongst
the common people.
That's why Billy's here today.
Yeah. That's why I've come here, to see what this show is about. this exact same show, but as a podcast, not a radio show, whatever. I think that's a... Is that something that's normal here, the criticizing of the young royals?
Well,
is
no,
that,
when it's they the do, opposite
when,
always.
Exactly. And when they do something outlandish...
Yeah.
Then people go crazy.
The reason why I'm asking is this guy just trying to make a name for himself to say this, or is this a portion of the population that would feel this way?
And I think that's a big part of it. Yeah. But I also think he's kind of worried about the new generation taking over. I think it's a symbolic thing.
Millennials.
It's like, look at our next king. Our next king's a millennial.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the British public generally has a bit of cognitive dissonance towards the royals because... Like, we don't like the idea of royals generally, but we do like the royals.
Oh, I'm going to disagree there. Yeah? I feel like the love for the royals is exact... Because coincidentally, Billy and I were chatting a lot about this sort of thing in the car. Like, the people who love the royals are the people who voted to Brexit, and it surprised all of us.
They're there.
They're all there. Same as Trump in the US. They're all there. And I feel like we sit in London and just kind of go like, oh, they're all a bit pointless and just presume everyone feels the same as we do.
Yeah.
They are, whenever the Queen has an anniversary now, which she has loads of, her 60th on the throne, her 19th birthday, they are everywhere.
What did you tell me in the cars?
London Bridge has fallen?
That is the term. What is the Secret Service?
That's the secret code that will be sent to the Prime Minister.
That's the secret code when the Queen dies to the Prime Minister. Is they don't say the Queen has passed, they just say London Bridge has fallen.
The Prime Minister, whomever it is, if it's Theresa May or someone who's actually elected into power, will be woken with the words London Bridge has fallen. And
so what do they say if London Bridge is actually
fallen?
The Queen is dead.
That's what's weird. It doesn't make any
very
sense
confusing.
At all.
But it's a very simple code that it's just one for one. It's really...
Yeah, but then Parliament might just go, long live the Queen. That's the appropriate
response. If they
response
shout it loud enough, London Bridge will re-erect itself.
Yeah. Good morning, Mrs. Prime Minister.
Oh, hello.
London Bridge has fallen.
Oh, gosh. God, that's horrific.
It happened
really?
This morning at 6:30 a.m. The new King, William, shall be crowned this evening.
Oh, wait, we're going straight to William?
The lineage is in that direction.
I've got to be honest, you're my closest advisor, so I feel like I can be honest when I shut the door.
Yes.
I really think we should jump to William, but Charles is going to be pissed.
Well, I should have said Tower Bridge has also fallen.
What?
Yes, it was a car accident. They were both in the same car.
Wait. So, the Queen and Prince Charles have died because Charles...
Excuse me, Madam Prime Minister.
Yes, hello.
Nando's has exploded.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh my God, terrible news.
Yes.
The Count of East Wessex?
Well, both Nando's.
Oh, my God.
In fact, every single Nando in London
Edward
has exploded.
Prince Edward and Princess Sophie are both dead?
I think we have a King Ralph situation.
My God. I mean, if anyone could rule this country, John Goodman is the man who could do it.
I think he literally is the next man in line.
He was photographed last night cavorting with three young ladies.
What, John Goodman?
In a nightclub. Yes, John Goodman. He's not royal material.
He's almost in his 60s. He should know better than that.
Then we'll have to go to the next line, which will be Roseanne Barr.
Oh, no, we couldn't possibly. I mean...
Mrs. Prime Minister, excuse my impertinence, but both of these suggestions are Americans.
Well, yes, but I mean, if we've obliterated the Royal Line, I mean, if London Bridge and Tower Bridge and Nando's have all gone, then we're just going to have to follow the lineage back through the former colonies and find the
I've just had word McDonald's has melted.
What does that even mean?
No, literally, the McDonald's in King's Cross... was on fire and it has melted.
Oh,
I know that was your favorite.
Okay, one crisis at a time.
And that's where Roseanne hangs out.
Oh, no!
Okay. We're getting word that all these accidents are connected. There is a killer on the loose with a laser beam.
We cut to the top of Big Ben inside a secret lair behind the clock face. There's a figure silhouetted petting a cat. As we slowly approach this figure, you hear a cackling laugh. As it turns around, it wasn't a cat at all. It was Donald Trump and his hair.
Tremendous.
That's a good Trump impersonation. Oh, and scene. Do I say scene? Do we say, oh.
Tremendous. I have been... it's really hard.
No, do that one. I think you should do the... That's it. I think everybody tries too hard to do a Trump impersonation. Do you remember old SNL, Saturday Night Live, when Chevy Chase played Gerald Ford?
Yeah.
He didn't even speak or act like him. He just fell like Gerald Ford.
Yeah, he fell over a lot.
I think the next great Trump impersonation is not going to sound like him at all.
Yeah,
because he sounds such a certain way.
Well, people were reviewing that because they can all do the voice.
Yeah,
and people were talking about how like Kimmel is Fallon is being left behind in the ratings with Stephen Colbert because Stephen Colbert is political, so his monologues are interesting and in depth and funny, whereas Fallon is not at all political but can do his Trump shit bad. So. He's trying to like wear that hat without actually being able to wear the hat. So he's sort of just doing the voice and the face, but doesn't have anything to say.
There was a period just before the election that I really thought Fallon was butt kissing Trump a bit.
Oh, everybody accused him of that. Yeah,
they did. That was a thing. Hair, okay.
But that's not fair because Fallon butt kisses everyone. That's what he does. Yeah. You know, it's nothing different for him.
Okay. Have you ever been butt kissed by Fallon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you say butt kissed or foot kissed?
No, either.
Yes, several times. It was sadly at an ass cat show.
Uh-huh. Yeah? Kiss ass cat.
Yeah.
Very cool. Conan went to Mexico. Did you see that episode when he did a whole episode of Mexico?
Yeah.
Using a full Mexican production crew.
We're about to abuse him for taking a holiday when he should be at home getting ready to
exactly.
be king of late night.
No, I thought that was fantastic.
He'll be looking after the kids.
He does great stuff. There you go. I just butt kissed. Feels good. Let's play another game. I'm just looking for the right jingle.
Let us play a game, shall we?
Let us play a game. I
come
like games,
with us.
Mostly.
One of us.
Where the hell is it? Oh, there it is. It's time for a little something called Daddy Issues.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
Yes! Okay, I'm starting to perk up. My hangover is leaving.
That's because you know your dad's about to appear.
Yeah, and I get 7 minutes to just sit back and not have to talk. This is a bit of a long one, but it's a good one today. I had a chat with my dad yesterday in the sun while I was eating an omelette, and it was nice. Daddy Issues is where we listen to an interview with my dad, and then you can ask me any questions after that, or we can discuss it further, and then we'll jump into some scenes. Please enjoy. I'll just take you to me now, talking to my dad. Please enjoy.
Thanks, me. I'm here with me and the wonderful, wise, old man, Mustafa Karkouti, my father.
Hello.
You're so slow on that bit. Just say hello next time.
No, I thought you were going to say hello to me, so I say hello back.
No, it's if you get introduced, that's your time to say hello.
Okay,
you'll remember next time.
Yes.
Okay, I'll hold you to that. All right, we're sitting out in the garden. Beautiful day. You just took me to the local swimming pool.
All right, yeah.
That was interesting. I haven't been swimming with you since I was a kid, really.
Yeah, long time.
And I should have known, but I was a bit shocked to see you kind of just whistling freewheeling and happy as you were naked in the changing rooms.
Always do, in fact.
Drying yourself off with your leg up on the stool. God, yeah, yeah. It was intense, man. I was not mentally prepared to see your genitals today, Dad.
You had back view, did you?
I got the whole lot, mate. Remember when I helped you put on your socks?
Yeah. Well, anyhow, it's just natural things I do, I've grown up to do, since I was really young. And when I was a member of a basketball team back home in Latakia, we would go to the shower, have it, you know, naked, all of us, all the players. Also, when we go swimming in the sea, you know, Latakia is a coastal city.
Latakia, northern Syria.
Northern Syria. So we are sea people. We swim maybe 5-6 months a year. Spend time swimming. And when we have a shower after salty water, also, you know, take the panties off.
Panties? They're just pants. Dad.
Pants.
You don't have to call them panties. Panties are little frilly knickers. Girls' pants are called panties.
Well, sometimes we wear them for fun.
What?
These panty things I'm talking about.
Oh, you would wear those?
Yeah, sometimes.
Right, so you were actually wearing panties.
For fun, yeah.
Yeah? Just for fun?
Yeah.
Did you find them in the bottom of the sea?
No, no, no.
What would you do in the sea? You did some interesting stuff, right? There was some, like, shipwrecks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was probably maybe 14 years old, still in my second school. Yeah.
Was there a famous ship that sank or something that everyone knew about?
Well, it didn't sink. It got stuck with the rock. And it was stuck there for the whole year almost before it was pulled out into the sea and rescued and all that. So for us it was fun to go up and climb it. And the only way to do it, there was no stairs to go up to.
Or ladder
to the deck. So the only time was we were able to do that was in winter. And when the sea was really violent, it was huge waves.
Oh, and you'd use the wave to push you up?
So we would ride the waves to reach the deck.
Wow.
And also we would wait for the waves to come, ride it down, and to swim back to the...
God.
Yeah, I always remember that. That was amazing experience. And of course we had a lot of wounds, cuts, bruises here and there.
Scrapes,
I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't safe.
Of course.
But it was a part of the fun.
Sounds like Tetanus City.
It was part
if of you saw me doing that when I was 14, you would have a fucking heart attack. You would scream at me so hard.
I would kill you.
Yeah.
Before you do that. That's why we always did these things secretly. If we had bruises and all that, we always covered them. I would never show them for a month or two. I would not take off my shirt, let's say, in the house in front of my mom.
So you and your naked friends, you ride up on a wave, you get up on the deck, and did you find anything cool on the ship? Were there loads of dead bodies?
No.
What?
No. That was a merchant ship. It was not pirate ships, as you would have in your
I was thinking of a cruise ship.
No, it wasn't cruise. It was a merchant, and it was stuck there for months and months.
Did you find any cool stuff on there?
No, we would go, in fact, and walk down under the deck from one compartment to another. It was rusty. There was nothing, hardly. There was hardly anything left. But the experience is to see and use your imagination and bring this ship back to life and see how it would work.
Wow.
We went to the engine room, for example. We went to the restroom, you know, the restaurant where the sailors would go and have their breaks. And
oh, the canteen? Or the
canteen, called it? Yeah, called it a canteen.
Was there a game room or what? A rest room, okay.
Well, there was no traces of any sort of game because it was there for at least 2 years before it was
That's cool.
rescued.
That's wicked. You go up to like the captain's, it's not a cockpit, what do you call it? Whatever, and would you go steer the wheel and stuff?
Well,
and ring the bell.
But the wheels never moved because they were rusty as well. But it was for us at that time. When one of us would do it, the entire school would hear about that. And they would come round and ask questions because very few students at that age, very few young people at that age would dare to do these things. So you'd go
to school as heroes?
Sort of hero, daredevil sort of things. You know, you do this and that, and you tell them about the adventure, and you add a bit to it, you know.
Oh, God, I'm so jealous of your childhood. I'm so jealous. That's lovely, Dad. That's all we have time for. Thank you very much.
Most welcome.
Bye.
Anytime.
Back to me in the studio, me. Me.
Yes, thanks, me. Thank you very much, me. All right, that was Daddy Issues. What do you think of that, folks?
What kind of omelette were you eating?
It was gorgeous. It's an Arabic thing called jizmiz.
Don't say that.
It's actually what it's called. It's called
jizmiz.
Jizmiz. Yeah,
that's my nickname in school.
Is really? Jizmiz. Like a Christmas for jizz.
No, it's a feminist who's full of semen.
Make it snow. Make it snow.
What's a jizmiz?
Oh, jizmiz is gorgeous. So you chop up some onions and garlic, tomato, but chop it really finely, like almost dice it.
Yeah.
And some minced meat, and you fry that up, and then you just crack a couple eggs on top of it.
That's exciting.
And season it really nicely. So I used a bit of curry powder. I used some like korma powder to season it. As well as some cumin,
and then you
salt
mix in some snickerdoodle,
and then you whip in it. Yeah. That's what you're going to do when
you're
gonna take
have
it
to snickerdoodle
home,
that omelet, bro.
Yeah, jizmiz is gorgeous.
That was a great story. I was very. You can see it as he's talking. He's a great visualist.
Good. Yeah.
It's a nice story. All right, we are all going into the water.
Aye.
Do you have your panties?
Yes, Father. Yes, I don't know why you asked us to bring.
Those are your panties.
Yes.
Those aren't panties.
Well,
those are swimming trunks.
Well, I thought when you say panties, I thought you just meant swimming.
No. I mean for fun. We all wear panties. This family, when we go to the ocean, we wear panties.
Mom. They're fun, Talal. Come on. You look great with little butterflies on.
Look, I got a Hello Kitty.
Yes, but look, Khalifa wears panties anyway.
I got the moomins on mine.
And I don't feel comfortable. Okay, fine, just give me the bloody panties. Can I borrow some of yours, Khalifa?
Oh, Talal, come on, this is a family holiday. Talal. Get on to the fun.
Can I have the Shrek panties?
All right, but next time you bring your own panties.
Okay, I don't know why this is the focal point of
Talal,
our swimming
listen
trip.
To me.
Why is it so important?
This
to
is
wear?
Important.
Why?
This is the family tradition. We all wear panties, go into the ocean.
Yes, Baba.
You know my papa. He went to the ocean without panties.
Whoa, rest in peace.
He got eaten by a shark.
Oh, they actually have protective quality.
What?
They have a protective quality.
Of course they do, Talal. We tell you this time and time and time again. Sharks do not target human beings. They think we look like seals. Have you ever seen a seal in Princess Fiona panties? No, you have not.
No, Mama, no, I
haven't. No, you have not. So you put your panties on. They are a family tradition and a safety mechanism. Squeak.
All right. Now, let's put on our nipple cups. Everybody, put on your nipple cups. Pasties, everyone.
Yes. I've got tassels on mine.
Yes.
Elio, you do us so proud.
You look so good.
You do us so proud.
You are our favorite. Talal, you are our least favorite.
You're such a daddy's girl, Khalifa.
Ha!
Did you bring tassels?
No, they're just my cups that I use for camping trips.
Oh, Talal, they are no better than pasties someone would wear under a dress. Do you think that is going to protect you from the ocean? Do you think they will save your life if we are attacked?
How do these protect us?
They look like a shark under the water.
Oh, it scares away...
Yeah, they look like a... Have you ever seen a shark with the mores attached to them? With the fish, the sucking fish?
Eels?
Yes, yes.
That's what they look
yes,
like.
Yes, they're delicious.
Okay. You got those?
Got them.
All right, now let's insert the butt plug with the horsetail. Everybody?
Father, I'm...
Oh, Liv, look at you. You look like my little unicorn.
Look at that little pony.
I must take a photograph.
Mine sparkles.
The next day at school.
So, counselor, thank you for meeting me.
Yes, what is the problem?
Well, I went on another fishing trip with my family yesterday.
You look distraught.
I it was quite stressful. I think there's something wrong with my father.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
He made me and my sister mm-hmm. wear frilly panties.
Go on.
Nipple cups mm-hmm. and anal plugs.
Go on. Is this... Describe in great detail, oh, no. please.
That evening at his therapist. I think there's something wrong with my counselor.
Yes.
He made me describe something in very graphic detail.
Really?
And
are you felt this created a...
He seemed to find joy in some of the obscene things my family okay. get up to.
Well, before we continue any further, I need you to apply some nipple rouge.
Why is Syria such a strange place? Everyone here is so weird. The only thing normal here is this is the hummus.
Ding, ding, ding! Oil wrestling time!
Sorry, I have to leave.
All right.
That's... Fuck you guys.
Oh, is that scene? Did we say scene?
Yeah, I believe one of them giggled through it. Oh.
You never put a butt plug with a horsetail on it then? As kids? You never did that?
I mean, only when I was swimming. Otherwise, yeah. it would be creepy and sexual.
Okay.
I've seen the ones with the fluffy cat tails, not
yeah,
horse
I
tail.
Knew you did.
I wonder if you had one with a fish fin sort of shape, if you could swim better.
I'm a mermaid.
Look at me, Mom. That was really disturbing. I hope my dad doesn't hear that one.
Oh, did your dad listen to this?
Sometimes.
I think your dad's great.
Hello, Mr. Talal.
Mr. Talal, that's your name now, Dad. All right, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
If four of us to do our peas, poops, and smokings, I'm going to go proudly smoke outside.
All right.
We'll I'm going to go proudly pee outside.
We'll be back shortly with our new segment. I can't wait to see that. We're going to do our new segment. We've already done it once before. We'll do that right after the break.
So it's not new then, is it, Talal? Don't try and tell us something's new when it's not new.
Well, it's new to you guys. No one here has done it apart from me. And it's only the second time. Hey, let's not get stuck up on semantics, please.
Fucking semantics.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Lil Show.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is brought to you by Hardwick Rusty Nails.
Hardwick, the rustiest nails in all of London.
If you need tetanus or rust or metal... Try Hardwick. Hardwick Rusty Nails.
Find us at hardwick.co.uk or under your foot anywhere.
Hardwick, rusty ass nails. Hardwick, they're gonna get you soon. Hardwick, rusty nails.
Yes, and we're back here on The Lil Show. Thank you, Hardwick, for that. And Alex Sivright sends his love. The other alternate co-host, he says hello. He's
hello,
listening.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
We wait, there's another host?
There are
no,
three.
No, there's only one host. There's another co-host.
Oh, a co-host?
Yes, I am the one and only.
Oh, you're
host.
The main host.
And we have two co-hosts that alternate, so it's not always Luke here. Sometimes Alex is.
Do you ever, Luke, do you ever get to host and not co-host?
I've not yet, but.
Is that something you'd like to try?
Maybe.
Luke, truthfully, do you guys have to alternate because it's not possible to spend that much time with Talal?
Go on. He is,
just say it. Go on.
We're the same person.
Oh, that's why I can't see you two together.
We're never in the same room at the same time.
So we've just said hello to your other personality.
Huh? Oh, so you're the one who's been tweeting at us all show.
Yeah. Just been doing it on my phone in my inside pocket.
You and Alex are the same, but you're so different. You have such different styles.
Mm.
That's good for you, so you get to express both of your personas.
I tell you what, it's awkward when we both do the same show at the same time.
Yeah, that has happened. Yeah. Alex has hosted the show when I've been away. He's he's taken over the mantle, steered the ship.
So now there's a status battle on Luke.
Yeah. So Luke, we are waiting for you to do one. I do at one point want us each to do a solo show, just us on our own.
What, 2 hours of solo improv?
Yeah.
I could bring my solo short form game.
Yeah.
It's great one. Like,
What is it? Can you give us a sample?
Yeah, okay. Hi, we're the solo improv troupe. Now we're going to play a game called New Choice. When I say New Choice, I'm going to say a different word.
Oh, so it's just the normal improv game, but so with one person.
Here, I've got this sandwich. New Choice. Here, I've got this balloon. New Choice.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
I've done a show with a stool with a wig on it before.
No.
I think you should be nicer about Michael Delaney. No, he's really helped you be who you are.
No. He couldn't be there, so I just got a stool, put a wig on it, and said, this is just as good.
So we're going to do a little something now called Movies, Movies, Movies. You sit with me, kid, I'll make you a star. That's right. It's time for Movies, 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 the portion of the show where we pick a movie that's somehow tied into some themes that have come up today. And I'll read the synopsis of that movie, and then we'll act out an abridged version of that movie. Billy, cool. How you doing, man?
Good. I'm up. I'm ready.
Are you good?
Let's go. Let's sell this thing.
Yes. We decided on London Has Fallen, for obvious reasons. Why not? Let's hit the rusty nail on the head and go straight for the obvious one. London Has Fallen. Yeah, this film came out last year. I remember when it came out and I was not interested in watching it. It's an American movie about London being attacked by terrorists and blowing up and stuff.
I would feel that's a difficult movie for Londoners to watch, right?
Yeah.
It's hard. I'd never watched it because I don't want to see London explode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the trailer was just full of iconic London places just
yeah.
I just think it's quite lovely that an American film has remembered that other cities exist.
Yeah,
because
a
lot of the times they forget. You know, you'll see a shot of the Eiffel Tower getting destroyed, but that city doesn't actually exist in the movie.
No, yeah, the Eiffel Tower does exist. Like, oh, it's just a passing reference to something foreign. That's enough. That's widened our cultural scope.
Yeah, shout out Big Ben and we're done.
Yeah, there you go. That'll do it. Da, 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 da. No, that's American. That was there it is. Thank you. So, London Has Fallen 2016, directed by Babak Najafi and written by Creighton Rothenberger and Katrin Benedict. I only say those names now so we can apologize for what we're about to do to your movie. Here's the synopsis. I'm going to read the synopsis. Luke's going to play some nice intro music, and at any point during the music, we can just dive in and start the movie. In London for the Prime Minister's funeral. Oh, it already starts on a bad note. In London for the Prime Minister's funeral.
London Has Fallen.
Mike Banning discovers a plot to assassinate all of the attending world leaders. That's in London for the Prime Minister's funeral. Mike Banning discovers a plot to assassinate all the attending world leaders. We give you London Has Fallen. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We gathered here today in memory of a great leader. Prime Minister Mike Ranford died.
Stop the funeral! Oh. I'm sorry.
This is most unordinary.
Stop the funeral. I've come here for this funeral, but I just found out.
Oh my God, it's Mike Banning!
Be careful. London's about ready to fall.
Excuse me, sir. We have no need for your paranoid conspiracy theories.
No, I heard it from this sexy CIA analyst, Stacey McDoolittle. Stace, tell him what you heard.
Oh my God, do you really think I'm sexy?
that just came out. I'm in love with you, but we got to save London from falling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, like, London's totally going to fall. He's right. I've got, like, all the information on it. But, like, no, honestly, I've been single for a long time.
Isn't she hot? Don't look at her.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. I'm the president of China. And if,
stupid accent.
If London is going to fall, this is serious. I have to leave.
Oh, yeah, no, it's totally going to fall. There's like, it turns out that a lot of the terrorist organizations in the worldwide united. They formed a union. They realized that really, like, working together. Wait, so when you say I'm, like, hot, do you mean, like my personality as well as my face?
Yeah, and your tits.
Oh, really?
What
can we just get on with this? What is you saying? London is going to fall? Why?
Shut up, Donald Trump!
Yeah.
Be careful! London's gonna fall! We cut to the villains' meeting.
Yes. Good joke, Terry.
Terry, tell us what you are going to do to make London fall.
Well, we have arranged a series of weights, very heavy weights, and we are putting
weights. Like
very heavy weights. Like really heavy, like weights. You know, like the opposite of like lights. They're weights. They really like weigh you down.
Oh,
it's a series of like weights.
Precisely.
You got a series of weights, Terry.
Very, very heavy, very, very heavy weights.
They're like real weighty weights. They're weights.
And we put them all around the east side of London. And hopefully
because
this
that's the light side. If anyone knows, London's actually on a hill from east to west. So if we can weigh down the east side of London,
it should fall nicely and topple onto its side.
Yes. The plan is brilliant.
They should have built it on top of bamboo sticks.
We have
Donald Trump, you're here too?
Of course, he is part of the evil criminal association.
You really are playing both sides, Donald. ECA?
He is the one who has made this all possible.
I'm playing fourth dimensional chess.
They are Trump weights, after all.
Sponsored, but made by Trump?
They're pure gold.
We cut to a group of British police officers underneath suspended weights. If only we could figure out who's behind it.
Oh, yeah, well, what's all this in there?
Weights. We can see what they've set up here, but we have absolutely no way of knowing.
And they see along the far end of the road, one of the weights drops, and then a second one drops, and they all start dropping one by one. And you see them poof, 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 and it's shaking the ground beneath everyone's feet.
And the ground starts to lift just a little bit. Then we cut to an Uber.
Yeah.
With our hero and the hot, sexy CIA analyst trying to get to the weights.
Well, I can't believe you booked an Uber executive. I mean, we didn't really need to splash out
there. Anything for you, babe.
We could have gone in a Prius.
Seriously, though, we got to save London from falling.
Oh, yeah, we totally do. You're right. I'm so sorry. My head's just not in the game.
But would you like some mineral water? Where are we going?
Oh, I love mineral water. Do you have a mint?
Yes, it's available in the little pocket on the back of my seat.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, I know what putting a mint in means. You think you're going to get to first base.
But first, we got to save London from falling.
We do. You're so right.
We've got to focus.
I got to keep my head in the
now
game.
You're the smart CIA analyst. Tell me, how can we stop these weights?
We've got to stop these weights the only way anybody knows how to stop weights, with pulleys. Weights are stopped by pulleys. So what we're going to have to do is use any tall building in London to set up massive pulleys to capture the weights and then drag them back over the top of the buildings towards West London to counterbalance London right out.
And as she's speaking, they're speeding down the motorway and the lift begins. The earth starts shaking and the ground starts moving and part of the motorway comes up and forces the Uber up off a ramp and they go flying up through the air.
My God, the earth is moving. Is that you? Are you causing that?
No, it's London falling,
babe.
Oh,
you're so right. You're so right.
Hey, Uber driver, we're in the air. What's that big, tall clock thing in front of us?
Oh, that is Big Ben. Oh, is that the time? And they smash into Big Ben, into the clock bit, and they're sticking out of Big Ben.
Babe, would this be a tall enough building to pulley?
This would totally be a tall enough building. I know it's not big as people think it is when they first come into the country. They think it's going to be really big and it's not. And I just want to say that as a woman, I think Big Ben is totally big enough for what I want it to accomplish. So
I lost interest. What were you saying?
Yeah, absolutely. This is totally big enough.
Hey, Uber driver, yes. Do you have a complimentary pulley in your back seat?
I will have
I'll have a look. I lost my...
Wait a minute! We pull off the face mask, and it turns out to be Terry, the terrorist.
You dirty little bastards, I'm going to fucking kill you both.
Oh, time to fight.
You will never... Our plan is foolproof.
And now the fight sequence begins.
Amazing. Raging guitar comes in over the top.
And then they both end up, they're hanging off. One of them's hanging off the minute hand. The other one's hanging off the hour hand.
Oh, dude, 420.
It's always 420 somewhere, isn't it?
We do a quick cutaway to a photograph of a Buster Keaton lookalike on the bottom corner looking up, holding a trademark symbol. And we cut back up to the clock.
You bastard, you never... I may die, but the plan will succeed and London will fall.
Babe, pull the pulley. Pull the pulley.
I mean, I'm pulling as hard as I can, but we don't know each other that well. I mean, I'm not sure if I want to pull your pulley before. How do you
feel
about meeting?
No, not my pulley. The pulley.
Oh,
pulley.
Sorry.
We cut to a couple of bystanders. Hey, isn't that Mike Bannon?
Oh wow! Yes, the American action hero.
Yeah.
We cut to one of the gold weights with Trump emblem on it, and a dog is like sniffing at it, and a dog is like starts scratching, like really desperately trying to see what's inside. And as he scratches, the gold kind of just flakes off, and it's just like painted on. And there's actually a crate full of Trump steaks inside of it, and that's what the dog was smelling at. And the dog like goes crazy for
the snakes.
And
then 1,000 dogs. Show up, because that dog whistled his pack, and they start eating the meat out of the weights.
And as they eat the meat out of the weights, the dogs get fatter and fatter and fatter, and they continue to keep London falling.
We briefly turn on the director's commentary, where we hear them having an existential commentary about how they used steaks to raise the stakes.
Well, we actually used actual Trump steaks in the situation.
We really wanted to raise the stakes in the movie, but at the same time, we wanted to make a commentary about what's happening in a commercialized America at the moment.
400 dogs died in this scene, also because they ate more than they could eat.
It is kind of a trademark of ours to have a dog massacre scene in each of our movies.
They cut back to the top of Big Ben, and the action hero and the sexy analyst are noticing the fat dogs now down there.
Look at the fat dogs, babe. It's not the weights anymore. Now it's the fat dogs.
My God. We're not set up for pulleys of weight. We're not set up for leashes. We're just set up for pulleys. Having said that, how would you feel about maybe like getting a pet together? Do you think
we gotta focus, babe.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
On the fat dogs, because the fat dogs are going to make London fall.
A helicopter arrives above them. And a rope drops down, and Caesar Milan comes down on a rope.
We pan up, and we see that the helicopter is being driven by Prince William, but there's a full nightclub in there with him. There's Swedish women everywhere. He's trying to mesh his like personal and professional lives together.
Hello, I am Caesar Milan. I will take care of the dogs.
Oh my God, Caesar Milan, the famous dog whisperer who now no longer gets to work because people find your techniques abusive.
Enough with the exposition. I will take care of your dogs.
Would you like Prince William here on your headset, Caesar?
Hello, Prince William.
Would you like me to activate the megaphone?
Yes.
Dogs!
Dogs, 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 dogs.
Dogs, dogs, dogs.
Stop!
Stop, 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 stop.
Jump in the river.
River, 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 river.
They all start jumping off Westminster Bridge, splashing, cannonballing into the river. And
the Thames rises slowly and slowly as more and more fat dogs.
The tube stations start to fill with water. Thousands of people are flooded.
Mrs. Prime Minister.
Oh, yes, hello?
London has flooded.
Oh, God. Do you know we have so many fucking euphemisms? I don't even know what royal that is. Okay, who's dead now? Just tell me, who's dead now?
No, London is literally flooded.
Oh, well, London is literally flooded.
Yeah, do you notice the water around your bed?
Oh.
Yeah, it's...
Maybe if we could sort of tip London a little bit, the water would pour off.
Oh, my God. The whole capital is underwater. I really am going to have to start being nicer to Nicola Sturgeon, because we are all going to have to move north. I don't know. Please, no matter what's happened. So if there's dead royals, we can deal with it. And if London is flooded, we'll deal with it. But we must stop Scotland from seceding from us. We are going to need that land more than ever.
Hear, hear. No to the independence.
Mm. We must prevent Scotland from rising.
Coming next fall, Scotland is rising.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff.
And then the next year, Wales is just where it is.
Wales is still fine.
Did you know that, like, geologically speaking, England is actually sinking and Scotland is rising?
Yeah.
The UK is tipping.
I did know that.
Oh, very, very slowly. That's why.
Geographically, London is not on a hill east to west, but it is on a hill north to south. Mm.
That was a thrilling, thrilling show.
I put the microphone down.
He literally dropped the mic.
No, I literally dropped the mic. I'm sorry.
Bad form, sir. No, you're not coming back here. Oh, okay, you're welcome back. That's the kind of humour we like. Okay, wonderful stuff. Thank you very much, everyone. That's it. We've run out of time, I'm afraid. But great stuff. If you have any plugs, now's the time to plug them. And not those kind of plugs, Dad.
Oh.
You're such a disappointment to us. Look at your sister with her little tail in.
Sparkles.
You should put the plug in.
Okay,
you
Dad.
Look pretty when
All
you
right,
do.
All right, Dad. I will.
Now put on the tiara.
That conversation with my dad carried on for a while after we stopped recording, and he went on to tell me about more times he was naked with people and having a shower with his brother.
But those brother, are conversations for another day.
His brother taught him how to shave his pubes.
All right, moving on.
Dad pretty much acted it out for me. But yes, that is a conversation for another time.
Yes.
Pubilicious time. And
I'll plug second.
What Twitter feed? Why don't you?
Yes,
I'll plug
your Twitters. This doesn't come out on the podcast for a couple of weeks, so
yeah.
So yeah, plug yourself.
Is my Twitter feed? Billy Merritt.
That's right.
Billy Merritt, Merritt.
Two R's,
on
two T's.
Twitter. Mm-hmm. And Facebooks. I don't know. Do people follow people on Facebook anymore? Instagram.
It's becoming a thing. It's becoming a thing. Are you just Billy Merritt everywhere?
Yeah, I'm Billy Merritt.
Find
everywhere.
Billy Merritt.
Look me up. Yeah.
You really are a joy to have here. Thank you
so much. Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Colleen? Yeah, and if you want to take classes with Billy Merritt, you missed it. Too late, too bad. Tough shit, guys.
Suck it.
But if you check out the C3 Something website, c3something.com, we do classes regularly. Tuesday drop ins is a brand new Wednesday drop in that'll be starting just as this podcast comes out, which is for more advanced students. And you can come to our shows every Sunday. But also, we bring guest teachers over from the UCB all the time. So, Anthony Prezi will be here in May, Josh Covert will be here in June, Connor Ratliff and Will Hines will be here in September together.
Oh, wicked.
So, check all of that out on c3something.com. And that's the same for Facebook, for Twitter, for Instagram, c3something.com. And if you're not interested in improv, but you're interested in sexy CIA agents, I am at @SheBeCarleen.
@SheBeCarleen. And I do really recommend anything C3Something does, whether it's their workshops or their live shows on Sundays.
Thank you so much.
In Lambeth, the Horse and...
The Horse and Stables by Lambeth North Station. Yeah. You are so right.
Luke Valvona?
Yes.
Any last words?
No.
All right, well, that's been it. Follow us on Twitter at The Lil Show. Go to thelilshow.com.
He said the thing that's on my cup. Any last words? No.
Subscribe on iTunes. Please write us a review on iTunes. It really helps. It really does.
I never plugged last time. I have a podcast.
You have a podcast?
Yeah, if you look at Seen and Heard on the C3Something, you can find it on the website. Whenever we have people over, we do interviews with them.
Yeah, you do.
Although Billy, I interviewed in LA when we were there together.
Oh, yeah.
So you can check all that out.
Are you not
online.
Doing another Billy one?
Billy has got a lot on this trip over.
Man.
So you were his podcast this time. You boys were his vessel to the outside world.
You took all of my mojo, bro.
Good. Thank you.
All
I appreciate it. I've lost my mojo.
I say so.
Seen and Heard, as in a film scene, as in scene with a scene.
Or like
C
an improv scene, maybe.
Or an improv scene, yeah. Well, people who listen to this don't understand improv. And I just finally want to say
60% of your show is improv.
I just want to finally just say go to our Patreon page if you fancy it, if you have any spare change, patreon.com. It's very cheap to subscribe, become a contributor there, and it means a hell of a lot, and you get some nice bonus content from us if you do.
Nice.
We sent out a couple of songs that we wrote, what we improvised for a couple of patrons.
Yeah.
And they really appreciated it. So Rashid and Gigi, Jihan, I'm glad you liked your songs. Thanks for getting back in touch and telling us how much you love them. Go to patreon.com and just search for The Lil Show. That's it. Take care of yourselves. Smoke more. Smoking is cool. If you have kids, wear clothes that you've smoked in when you handle your kids. And that's my advice to you. Take care of that and do with it what you will. Lil Show out. Peace.
Because you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru. And you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet. Face to face, get cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, that's toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. He's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall, he's gonna eat them all. Rap, jaw, be pure.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.